this is Roy Lilly. I'm heartily sick of predictable. Something goes wrong. Predictably, there will be a plastic apology. Someone says they'll learn lessons and everything will be tickety-boo. There's a policy failure. Predictably, someone from the Department of Something will say they've invested billions for this or that, and what failure? There's a delay. Predictably, someone from Whitehall will say that there are more people being trained, more imported or grown in a laboratory, and everything is hunky-dory. Predictable, totally and utterly irritating. The behaviours of Secretaries of State for Health, they know better. Entirely predictable. The issue they can't deal with is NHS staff are smarter than the managers and the managers are cleverer than the politicians. Good managers recruit smart people to work with, and the really good ones create the time and space to develop these bright people to do astonishing things. The politicians rarely like the idea that the people they're responsible for are three streets smarter than they are, and they know their stuff. Politics is a vanity profession. It's made worse by the fact that secretly they know most of what goes wrong or is screwed up can be tracked back to three issues: not enough money, not enough people, and stupid policies. When you've been in power for 12 years, today's problems are the legacy of your predecessors. Lansley's debacle, a case in point. Chief apparatchik at the time was Bill Morgan, who extolled the virtue of disaggregating the NHS and separating the Department of Health from the operational arm of the NHS, hence we got NHS England. Now Morgan is back and wants to merge the DH with NHS England. I know, you couldn't make it up. The root cause of most of today's health and care problems: not enough people. The reason for that, Osborne's austerity years, who is advising the present Chancellor, George Osborne. Politics, predictable and poor. And bully boy Barclay is just as predictable. With his back to the wall and his face all over the front pages, he's got two big challenges: waiting times for everything and an impending strike. He can't do much about either, so what has he done? Predictable. Get a smokescreen going and have a go at managers, bureaucracy and pen pushers. They always do it. In 50 years of NHS watching, I've lost count of the number of times Secretaries of State attack managers. To an unsuspecting public, Bully Boy looks tough. To us, Barclay looks pretty stupid, because we all know only £2 in every 100 is spent on administering the NHS. Managers are only 2% of the workforce, whereas in the outside world, managers are 9.5% of the workforce, 9.5% of the workforce. We understand a third of managers are clinicians, and the NHS spends about half the OECD average on admin, 1.5% of its budget, compared to 4.1% in France and 9.7% in the United States. And one in seven hospitals are still using paper-based records. The NHS spends £360,000 a minute and cares for nearly 7,000 people every second, every 60 seconds. So guess what? Somebody has to organise it. Crumbling legacy computer systems waste everyone's time. Challenges such as huge data volumes, login times, latency and security vulnerabilities create problems that are the outcome of the Department of Health's poor investment strategy and no funding for modern systems. Almost everywhere in the NHS, far too much administration is carried out manually. In 2013, Mike Farah's Challenging Bureaucracy report found three things. Clinicians spend between 2 and 10 hours a week collecting data. Administrative staff spend up to 20 hours on the same job, their efforts going on finding data for nationally mandated returns and reports to regulatory bodies. And number three, managerial staff spend between 5 and 20 hours a week on nationally required data collection, reporting and validation. 9 years later, still no investment in basic IT. Time wasted is probably twice that. If you want to cut bureaucracy, slash the targets, cut the arm's length bodies who duplicate data demands, and invest in systems that can manage health and care by the use of technology, not a pencil. In the meantime, Here's a message for Bully Boy. Focus on the one thing only you can do. Sort out industrial relations and the threat of a strike. Whatever kind of smokescreen you can think you're creating, we can see through it. You've got one job. Get on with it. Thanks for listening. This has been Roiland.